إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue on the subject of marriage. I mentioned the ayat of Surah Al-Rum, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called marriage one of His signs, and He honored marriage, the institution of marriage, by calling it one of His signs, and we talked about that yesterday. Today I want to talk about the first of the three words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to with respect to marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. He said the marriage, the purpose of the marriage is to create sukoon, so that you may take sukoon from it. Allah said, we created your mates from amongst yourselves, so that you may take sukoon in this. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. What is sukoon? Sukoon, if you look at it in the language, for example, it is the absence of movement. On a letter, when there is no fatha, dhamma, kasra, when there is no zabar, zair, pesh, it is not saying a, e, u, it's going nowhere, it's in one place, that's called sukoon. Absence of movement. Sukoon in a marriage is absence of movement away from the spouse in any way. Absence of movement of the eyes, of the hands, of the heart, away from the spouse to anybody else. That is sukoon. Sukoon is the sense of tranquility and peace that must also be there in the home. So sukoon is one, is in terms of the relationship itself, a level of trust which does not require any barriers or any defenses to exist between the two people. In this world, when we interact with people, it's good to be open. Transparency and openness and spontaneity are good things, but with respect to the world, as we know, our friends, relatives and so on and so forth, we know that it is sensible and it is advisable to have some form of some level of distance and some form of defenses. Otherwise, you are likely to be emotionally hurt. If you are, there's a difference between being open and being too open, to the extent where people know everything about you, and this might actually be harmful. But with respect to your spouse, the ideal situation is where there should be no need for defense. The need for defense comes when there is the danger of attack, the danger of being damaged, the danger of being harmed. Therefore, in a marriage relationship, there should be no question, no chance of being attacked. There should be no question and no chance of any harm coming to the spouse from his or her spouse. Now, harm here, obviously, we don't mean physical. At least, we hope we don't mean physical. But we definitely mean emotional. Now, how does that happen? That happens when there is competition between the two spouses. Sometimes it is conscious, sometimes it is unconscious, but there is competition for control, there is competition for attention, there is competition for the love of other people in the marriage. It would be the parents, for example. Do you love your mother more, or do you love me more? You know, that kind of a equation. Competition for the love of children. You find some very nasty kind of politics happening in homes, where the children are being used as pawns in this game between the husband and the wife. And children are very smart. They learn that very fast. And then they use the parents, one against the other, to get what they want. So it's like a game of chess. So it starts with the parents using the children, and then the children use the parents. And they play them off one against the other to get what they want. So competition. The important thing to understand is that not only does this destroy sukoon, but in a marriage, if there is competition, then both parties lose. Because in a competition, in a marriage, if you win, you lose. And if you lose, you also lose. Either way, you lose. Because if you win, then you have lost the love and the respect and the honor of the husband or the wife. And if you lose, you lose anyway. So there's no sense in competing in a marriage. But some people take some time to understand it, and so a lot of damage is done. Some people never understand it. People are focused. Many times people come and ask me, what are my rights? either of the spouses. So I always tell them, I tell them, forget your rights, look at your duties. Because if both the parties, if the husband and the wife are focused on fulfilling their duties, the rights will get fulfilled automatically. Because the duties of one are the rights of the other. So if I focus on my duties, then the rights of my wife are fulfilled automatically. And if she focuses on her duties, then my rights are fulfilled automatically. I don't have to worry about it. On the other hand, if we are focused on these rights only, then we will neglect our duties. The problem with that is that when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be questioned about rights, we will be questioned about duties. Allah will not say, what was your right? Allah will say, what did you do? What were you supposed to do? So, forget rights, focus on duties. Just to give you one example, it is the right of the husband that he should be obeyed and that he should be served by the wife. I am not being politically correct. That is the fact of life as far as Islam is concerned. The husband has been given superiority and authority over the wife, not vice versa. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. Allah said the rijal have been given authority over the women. So therefore, it is the duty of the woman, it is the right of the husband that he should be served and that he should be obeyed. It is the right of the wife that she should be covered in mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, cover her in mercy. So it is the right of the wife that she should receive the best of treatment from her husband and she should be covered in mercy, she should be loved and cherished. This is her right. Now, if the husband focuses on his duty, what is his duty? His duty is to cherish his wife, is to cover her in mercy. Then her right is automatically fulfilled. That's her right. He is focusing on his duty and that's her right. And if the wife looks at her husband and says, what is my duty with regard to this man? My duty with regard to the man is that I should obey him and that I should serve him. Am I doing that? I still remember, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the qubur with noor when I think of my grandparents. It is something that I saw throughout their lives. As also with regard to my parents. There was no doubt in the mind of anyone whatsoever who knew my grandmother or my mother, that my grandfather or my father were the most important human being in their life. There was absolutely no doubt. You look at their treatment, you look at the way they behaved with them, there was absolutely no doubt that this man was the most important human being in their lives. I don't think I ever heard in my entire life that I spent with them, either of them actually saying, I love you. And it is not our culture, we don't say that, right? So, most of the time, I don't think I ever heard them say that. But I don't think there was ever any doubt in the mind of either of them that they were loved. So this is the meaning. The meaning is not simply to, you know, give around, walk around distributing flowers and saying, I love you. Meaning, it must come through in the action. It must come through in the treatment. If it is not coming through the treatment, you can say it till you are blue in the face, it makes no difference because you know it is not there. And there is no sense in saying, I love you when actually the love is not there. So sukoon is a result of this. Sukoon is a result of creating an atmosphere of safety. Think about this. A home is like a harbor, right? The ship can fight all the storms in the world, in the sea, in the ocean. But when it comes into the harbor, if there is a new storm brewing there, then what is the fate of that ship? I mean, think about that. Where is it going to go now? It can't go out of the water onto the land or something. The ship is in the water. So, the home must be a harbor for the ship. And the ship is the husband and the ship is the wife. So, there must be a complete atmosphere of safety, which is the meaning of sukoon, in the home. There should be no attack psychologically, there should be no attack in any other way. And as I told you many times, these attacks are not conscious, they are unconscious, but we need to become conscious of our behavior. And if the attack is being done consciously, which also happens sometimes, then there is absolutely, I mean, that's deplorable if that is happening. So, very, very important. Anytime a husband or the wife feels that they are giving in to something to buy peace, there is a big problem with that. That means there is no sukoon. You're succumbing to something because there is just too much trouble to go against this. So just give in. Whenever that is happening, it means there is that marriage is not really a good marriage. Whenever a husband or the wife feels that they have to be on their guard with respect to the other person, there is a big problem. You should be able to be completely open and free in the presence of the other person. Otherwise, it's not a marriage. It's I don't know what it is. Maybe it's some kind of cold warfare or something. And that's very sadly the situation in a lot of marriages. So the atmosphere of sukoon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this relationship, litaskunu ilaiha. Allah said, this is the reason for creating it, so that you may take sukoon. So imagine the purpose of marriage is not to have children, the purpose of marriage is not something else. Islam is saying the purpose of marriage is sukoon, the purpose of marriage is tranquility, the purpose of marriage is companionship. All the rest of it, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to give. And if Allah gives children, alhamdulillah. If Allah does not give children, alhamdulillah. If Allah gives wealth or otherwise, alhamdulillah, he ala kulli hal. But the purpose of a marriage is sukoon, is tranquility. And therefore, it's very important for both the husband and the wife to seriously think about this and say, do we have a marriage where we have sukoon? And if you do not have sukoon, what is the reason for not having sukoon? Sit down and talk to one another and ensure that you get sukoon in your life. Otherwise, your marriage is, what's the point of that marriage? And why are you there together in the first place? So, very, very important for us to think about this and say, are we fulfilling the purpose of marriage? And imagine what a beautiful marriage and what a beautiful home that would be, which has sukoon, which has absolute peace and harmony between the spouses. An atmosphere of safety, an atmosphere of comfort between the people, which obviously translates to that atmosphere with regard to the children and everybody else. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us marriages which fulfill the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this relationship, which is the purpose of sukoon. Inshallah, we'll talk about this further tomorrow and so on. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.